Five, four, three, two, one.
On behalf of the Phoenix Mercury and the WNBA, we want to give you a 2014 WNBA championship jersey.
Nice.
It's an XL. So we might have to get on the Atkins, but thank you very much for having us, Mr. President.
Thank you so much.
I saw like the strong, powerful women that were living their truth and doing it so freely and openly. And I was just like, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I just need to live my truth and like just really embrace who I was and who I am. And, you know, just kind of step into that fully.
Basketball chose me, an awkward, lanky, introverted tomboy born with a hearing disability, a speech impediment, and a will to overcome obstacles, dream big, and to change the world.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back. It is Planet W. This is Jay.
This is Dan.
We are marching into madness. It's March. The NCAA tournament's right around the corner, and I'm not all that excited for it. If I'm being honest, like, South Carolina's going to win. They're going to win.
They're tough.
It's one of those where it's like, it's been fun. It's been fun to watch women's college basketball this year, but it's also been one of those things where it's like, yeah, you looking forward to the tournament? Yeah, I mean, not really. South Carolina's going to win, right? I mean, I'm excited to watch the games, but yeah. It's like, we making brackets? Are we really making brackets?
Like, I'm excited to watch the other games.
Yeah,
and the way those unfold, but I just don't see who can compete with that team.
I'm excited to see who South Carolina beats on their way, but it is just one of those things where it's like, it's been hard for me to get out. Like the conference tournaments has been fun. There's been a lot of upsets there and stuff. So that's been pretty good. But as far as the NCAA tournament goes, really, I'm just looking forward to seeing what the seeding is.
Right.
Seeing what teams are going to make it to play South Carolina before they lose.
Right.
And then, of course, you know, who's making a bracket where they don't have South Carolina winning? I'm interested to see what the perfect bracket's going to be. I'm talking all this shit. They're going to get upset in the first round.
Yeah, that'd be awful. I mean, we've seen them get exposed in a couple teams play them good, but that's been a couple teams.
Yeah, I mean, they lost last year, too, so you can't.
I mean, anything can happen, right? But
yeah, nobody's invincible, but at the same time, they're about as close as you can get.
Like, that defense is so good, and they're so deep. I mean, they got two teams, basically.
Yeah, and, you know, unfortunately, I don't see CCU beating them, Caitlin Clark University. Iowa, you're changing your name. Just change your name to Caitlin Clark University. Also, when she leaves, you guys are cooked next year. You guys are fucking cooked.
I
don't know what kind of, you're not making any finals. Hell no.
You're not even going to be a presence in the Big Ten.
No, probably not. Tahina Pow Pow said she's staying in college. She's not going to be coming out.
Nope.
She's going back to school. She's joining, who's the big one that said she's
Paige.
Paige. Yeah, Paige. Paige said she was going back. Cam Brink's still undecided, at least as far as we're recording this. I always hate when I try to do like speculative news and then like we release the show 3 days later and then suddenly I listen to it and I'm like, that's outdated.
Because it seems like every time we talk about it, that happens.
Yeah,
right.
I think that they should do this, and then they actually do it, and then we release the show the next day. So it sounds like we're talking about how they should do something that they've already done.
Right.
Or how something might happen that's already happened. Spoiler alert, we're recording this one on a Saturday, the 9th.
Yeah.
So I'm probably going to end up releasing it Wednesday or Thursday, maybe Friday of next week. A lot of stuff we talk about might be a little outdated, which is why I didn't want to go too into NCAA talk. And sometimes we like to record two at a time because it's fun. Just taking you a little bit behind the scenes.
Yeah, we just like to chat.
Yeah, so. Which, you know, actually, we do have some a little bit of feedback that we've gotten that I'm going to get into a little bit later. But yeah, a lot of people kind of like when we do our little asides and get off on sometimes even non-basketball talk. People like when we do our weird little tangents. I actually had a couple people say that they really liked when we were talking about, like, the shadiness of the entertainment industry.
Oh.
Like a man, like, you know, the guys that are booking shows fucking off with your money and shit.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people liked when we get personal about our creative endeavors.
Yeah, nice.
And outside of work life. You know, all that good stuff. April 1st is the deadline for the WNBA draft, though. So Tahina Pau-Pau had until the 1st to tell us whether or not she's coming out. So, yeah, Cam Brinks, you got a deadline now.
Yeah. I like that. I like that they put a deadline on
it. I do too. So. I don't like that it's April 1st.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. For some reason, it's the hack comic deep down inside of me that doesn't like that it's April 1st.
Yeah, April because Fool's.
I can just see so many people going, I've decided that I'm going to quit basketball altogether and play professional pickleball. April Fool's, I'll be coming back for another year. Yeah. I'm original. I see that happening at least 500 times. It's going to happen with every player that's COVID eligible. I'm not coming
absolutely.
Back. Just kidding. April Fool's coming back. No, I'm not going to the league. April Fool's. Ha ha. It's going to be dumb.
I think Cam comes out, though. I mean, she's going to end up in L.A. She's already, you know, she's a real Hollywood mm-hmm. type girl anyway.
So. I see her in L.A. Yeah, absolutely.
So I feel like that's probably the move because that's her avenue, right? Because she's really one of them really girly girl Hollywood type individuals.
Yeah, I think it was my wife maybe that said that she looked like Cameron Diaz, and I'm like, that's, you know, kind of accurate, I guess.
Yeah, a little bit. Except she's tall as shit.
Yeah, she's super tall. Like, that's the thing too about, like, I really like seeing the WNBA players in person because you're like, wow,
yeah,
holy shit. Like, that's how I feel about, like, NBA players, but it surprises me even more with the WNBA players because there are, like, guards that are, like, you know, the same height as me. But then I'm, like, looking up a full fucking head taller than me at JJ.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, hi. Can you pick me up so I can look at you? So I can look at you in the eye? Yeah, I mean, I don't know. One of the benefits to staying in college for another year is you do have more options of teams to go to. Because if you stay until 2025, I mean, you have the option to go to Golden State, which living in San Francisco would be probably pretty dope.
Yeah, pretty cool.
And I'm thinking the second team's going to be Toronto. It just seems like it's Toronto. There's already the rumor.
Yeah, plus they kind of made that public, which I think give people some anticipation. I think that's great for the market, too.
Yeah, and like last year, they built like this whole like outdoor like court WNBA-themed in Toronto.
Yeah.
And like they put on an exhibition game there. They're putting on another exhibition game in Edmonton. Seattle versus LA is going to be playing there on May 5th. So I don't see how it's not gonna be Toronto as
I agree. I think that's a great avenue, but you know, I kind of thought somewhere like Florida-ish.
Yeah, like, maybe like Miami, Orlando
something. Yeah,
they could even do Tampa or something. Yeah. Again, it doesn't necessarily have to be an NBA city, but I Toronto seems to make sense. They need to do charter flights.
Yeah,
they need to introduce charter flights because that's just, again, annoying. Again, also some feedback that we've gotten on the show. Everybody that like has talked to me about like every positive feedback that I've gotten about our comedy has been that bit about you guys sitting next to players on a flight while you're on your way to Vegas to party is fucking hilarious because it is weird. It is weird that they don't take charter flights. It's weird that you could be waiting to board your plane with Diana Taurasi. You're looking at somebody who's an Olympic hero, and you're like, what section are you sitting in? Yeah. Do you have a window or an aisle seat? It's fucking weird. It's really weird. Hi, Asia Wilson. I've read your book. Are you sitting in first? Oh, no, you're sitting in coach. That's weird. That's very weird. You should be able to upgrade.
Yeah.
The Aces have new jerseys, though. I've seen.
Yeah.
They introduced new, they posted it on social media. You can pre-order them now for $100 and something for some really plain ass jerseys.
Yeah, they were really plain. I think
they're pretty plain. They're really clean though. I like them. But
I like the silver.
They're really basic, accents. But it's still like there's a nice eye appeal to it though. Yeah. Like it is good. Very basic. It's very Raiders.
Yeah.
Which, you know, the dude owns the Raiders. So yeah,
Mark Davis effect there.
Yeah, so they also teased their Rebel edition, which is gonna be a red one.
Yeah, I seen that, like a little sneak peek of the back of it or something.
Yeah, we need new jerseys in Indy.
Yeah, Fever, come on.
I only say this for selfish reasons because I want, there's only two different kinds of jerseys available for Fever players, and I want more than two players. I want to rep more than two players.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't want to buy an Aaliyah Boston and a Kelsey Mitchell of the same color. It's stupid. It's the same thing, just has a different number on it.
Yeah, we need some mix up here.
Yeah, give us a new Rebel edition. Give us, something.
And then give us a third colorway.
Yeah, that's what I don't like about being able, as somebody who likes to buy the jerseys and rock the jerseys, I have a really nice jersey collection. It's actually my favorite kind of sports collectible thing that I do, is buy jerseys. And I don't like that I can't find home jerseys for like any team.
Yeah.
You can't get a white one of any of these teams. I can't get a white Fever jersey. It would help me. It'd help me have a fucking Nalissa Smith one if I wanted it.
Yeah. I mean, the only way you can get it is doing the custom deal, like, which is.
Buy a Chinese knockoff, I guess. You could try that.
Yeah.
I've done that before.
Not suggested.
Yeah. I bought a Brittany Griner jersey from that. It was an obvious knockoff.
Yeah.
And I got it for way cheaper than I should have. And then when it showed up, it was like, okay. Yeah. I see
why. This is bad.
Yeah. See, you just took basically a fucking tank top and fucking heat transferred some shit on it. And it just looks like shit.
Yeah, you kind of messed up on the colors here.
Yeah, it does look kind of weird. It's still hanging in my closet because it's fun to show people.
Yeah.
I have two. I bought one deliberately because it was like, it was hilarious to me, the mess up on it. It's a Bam Adebayo jersey, but you can tell that it's a knockoff because it has different logos on it. Like up on one of the shoulders, it has an Adidas logo. And then the little patch at the bottom has the Nike logo.
Oh, my goodness.
And so it's so funny. It's so funny to me that it was like, dude, I have to get this.
It's Nike Adidas edition?
Yeah, it's the Nike Adidas collab, you know? It's a very rare edition. I'm going to wear that one out at some point and see if anybody notices. Hey, yeah, nice jersey. Great. Thanks. It's a really obvious knockoff. Look, this is why I'm wearing it. Yeah, it's super funny, though. Oh, also, as far as social medias go, you can follow us on X. I do things on X, Planet WNBA. And one thing that I like doing is following a lot of WNBA players on there. And Lexi Brown has just gotten fucking dragged on social media. It's been over the last few days where she decided to go on social media and mention that Dallas is the worst dressed city that she's ever been to. And then suddenly she just got bombarded with a bunch of hate and had to be like, hey, Dallas, truce, please. Stop sending me all these pictures of you guys in fancy clothes. I'm tired of you guys hating on me. I'm sorry for saying it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess you don't.
You got to watch your mouth.
Yeah. You don't talk bad about a best dressed city. Yeah, you know the baddies are going to come out of the woodwork.
Yeah, don't mess with Texas.
And then they're also going to start, and they did start doing this, started posting pictures of her wearing like embarrassing outfits and stuff. And she was like, oh my God, how'd you guys even find this picture?
Yeah, we're going to paparazzi you now, girl.
She was a really good sport about it, but it was it was so hilarious to watch because it was like, hey, Dallas, you guys dress like shit. And they're like, oh, really? The same person who wore this? And she's like, oh, all right, you got me.
Yeah.
You fucking got me.
You're hit.
Yeah. But yeah, you guys can find us on Planet WNBA. I actually kind of had to fight Google to get my account back because I think that they thought I was trying to fake being a WNBA account. I had to do a whole like verification shit.
Yeah.
To get my account back in order to post like something on with our email. which is planetwnba@gmail.com. I now have access to it. Back again.
We're back.
Yeah, it was like, you violated policies. It's like, what fucking policies? I have an email. I sign up for an email.
Yeah, don't send us no cease and desist.
We haven't done anything to cease or desist yet. What the fuck are you thinking? Follow us on our Facebook group, too. Planet WNBA, a Planet W fan group. It's on Facebook because we have the best fan of all on there, fake Brianna Stewart.
Oh, yeah.
I noticed that when
Welcome
I got...
Welcome to the group, Stewie.
Yeah, because I get these notifications of, these are the people that joined your group this week. Yeah. Say hi to them. And one of them was Brianna Stewart. And I was like, there's no way that Brianna Stewart joined our fucking group. And I clicked on the person's profile, and there's no way you're really Brianna Stewart.
Welcome in, Knockoff Stewie.
Yeah, I love fake Stewie. Fake Stewie's my new favorite fan of the show. If you're listening to this, whoever's behind the fake Stewie account, will you shoot me a DM and just tell me why you do it? I've always wondered why the people make celebrity accounts and try to be celebrities and stuff. Like, sometimes it's funny because they'll pretend to be it to people, and like, people will fall for it
for
whatever reason. And I, you know what? A good catfish is funny sometimes, you know? Yeah. Like, a good catfish story will make me laugh, but like, I don't know. Like, am I going to get a message from her? Hey, this is Brianna Stewart. I'm looking to play for the New York Liberty next year, but I need to pay my player fees of $240. Will you be able to transfer me that in an untraceable bank account? Like, are you scamming? Are you fake Stewie? Are you scamming out there, or are you just, is it just a fan page? You're doing it as like a fan page because you're a big fan. You want to just discuss all things Brianna Stewart.
Yeah.
Or are you trying to pretend to
Can
be
you
her?
Put the fan page tag in there, like as your middle name or something, like how people do now. Or,
but if you're actually pretending to be her, please shoot me a message or send me an email and tell me why you do it.
Yeah, we might want to have you on the show.
You're not fooling me, and I'm not judging you. I think it's funny. I just want to know why you do it, if you think that it's funny or whatever. Because like, it's definitely something that's right up my alley of something that I would do
for
fun. But I just don't have the time to do it.
Yeah.
That's a lot of time to devote to troll people. Because like, that used to be my favorite pastime. Fucking with people on the internet.
Absolutely.
Was so fun. I would post like Facebook like statuses that I knew would just enrage people and get them to want to argue with me. Like, you know, when people say that the Beatles are good, I kind of listen to them. I've never even really heard a song of theirs that I thought was even decent.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I have a fuckload of Beatles records and I love them. I actually really like the Beatles. And then I'll just see people being like, fuck you, they're one of the best fucking days. It was so much fun to do. And then at some point, I just got really tired of doing it. I got bored of it. And then also, I got like older relatives starting to like join my Facebook. So it was like, you know, posting little jokes about my balls and stuff like that's probably not very appreciated.
It sucks. That's the thing. I'll get like a friend request from a family member. It's like, I like to like talk shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I always like, I did that. The only one that I have ignored, like I'll accept some family members, but like my wife's dad sent me a friend request and I was like, Ouch. Oh no, I can't have my father-in-law on it because he's a pretty religious dude too. And it's like, I say things that can just be easily judged.
Right.
Like easily judge. Like I do have a goal going forward with this show that I do want to clean up my language a little bit because I do want to sound more professional and I can be more professional. It's just, it's one of those things where I'm around my kids so much and I have to watch my mouth so much that when I get around other adults, I'm like, hey, fucking.
What the fuck's going on? How the fuck are you doing today?
Hey, shit, fuck, fart, fuck. How's it going, everybody?
You gotta unleash it.
It's just like I like release the valve on my foul mouth and it just comes pouring out on the show sometimes where I'm saying fuck like it's and it's like, all right, I don't need to do that. Like I literally don't need to swear to get my point across sometimes. Yeah. So I am gonna clean it up a little bit because I do want to sound more professional and like, you know, it does, the language does turn some people off.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And like I'm still gonna be who I am. I'm still gonna talk how I wanna talk. But yeah, I mean, I don't need to go like, what the fuck else is fucking, you know, I don't need to do all of that. So but like, cause people like when we're more personal. I've noticed like people really like when we share stories from our entertainment industry days and all of that good stuff. So it is like something where I want to be able to share more personal stories and everything, show a little bit more personality. And I don't want to turn people off by them thinking that we're some sort of weird negative C words. How about that? How's that for cleaning up language? I said C words instead of cunts. Damn it. Damn it. I'm not good at this. I really suck. I don't know. What kind of super fan would you be? Let's talk personal. What super fan would you be if you had to be a super fan? Would you be shirt off, half your body painted? Would you be a themed character? Would you just wear so much fucking Fever swag that you just look like a Christmas ornament?
I don't know. I don't know if I could be weighed down because, you know, like I get the... Now that I'm getting older, I get them hot flashes.
Yeah, the only thing I ever judge, and this is a key sign of getting older too, is normally I'm like, yeah, that guy's fucking hilarious. But I judge the shit out of the super fans who take their shirts off in the wintertime. Yeah. It's the parent in me. It's just like, put a shirt on. You're going to catch a cold.
You're sick.
Yeah. What are you doing? Lad. It's snowing out there and you have half of your body painted, sir. You're only wearing body paint. What are you doing? Put a shirt on, young man. I think I would be a superhero.
Yeah, I think that would be pretty cool.
I like comic books. I like all things superhero. Batman is somebody I've loved since I could remember.
Yeah, for sure.
So I think I would be the Fever Man or
Fever Man,
something like that. You know, go with have the fake muscles and shit, fucking flexing. All that shit.
Walk around with a thermometer hanging out of your mouth.
Yeah, something like that. Fever Man. Making everybody sick. I don't know. What would Fever Man's powers be?
I'm going to give you the flu.
You're going to have a temperature, motherfucker. You're going to be slightly inconvenienced. Fever Man seems more like a villain.
Get the Mucinex.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know. Have you like another thing that I've been asked recently too is like you like because we've said we've never been to a bad game, but somebody's like you've never had bad like negative experiences at games, and I think that we have. I think we've had like negative like it's never been an overall negative experience at a game, but there are some times where you know the boomstick is a little bit too fucking close to your ear from the person behind you.
Or mohawks in front of you.
Yeah, that was the one thing that's the reason why I wanted to bring this up. There was one time where like it, you could tell this person wanted to ruin our good time.
Absolutely.
And like this was what really bothered me the most was like we got tickets in the Fever section. So right by the Fever entrance so we could get, you know, Kelsey and Aaliyah to sign some shit, all that stuff. And we decided for the tip because there were seats that were open in the first, it was either the first or the second row and we were in like fifth or sixth row. Hey, let's get as close as we can for the tip. For one, it looks better on television that you don't have empty seats in the fucking tip where like it's facing the cameras.
Right.
You know, it looks better on TV to look like the seats are full.
Yeah, right in the home section.
Yeah, so we wanted to get down there as close as possible and yell as close as possible. So like we got down there a little bit before the tip and somebody the row behind us was like, hey, some lady, first of all, this lady, her hair was way too gray to be in a faux hawk.
Yeah.
You know, your hair is a little bit too gray to be trying to do these fake trendy hairstyles that were trendy 15 years ago.
Yeah, dye that shit.
Yeah. And also, and like obviously was a little bit, you know, under the influence of something, a little bit of beer. I could smell it on her breath, but like was basically like, hey, where'd you get your tickets? I was like, oh, Ticketmaster. Anyways, just ignoring her, like blowing her off. Where'd you get your tickets, Ticketmaster?
Yeah. Bought them.
We bought them with money. And then like, cause we knew what she was getting at. And then she even said, cause I know the people who have season tickets in those seats. And did you buy them from them? And I was just like, oh yeah, sure. And then she was like, show me your tickets. And I was like, what the fuck?
Are you the bouncer?
Yeah. Are you the ticket taker? Well, you asked her, you were like, what are you, the ticket taker or something? And my favorite thing about that whole exchange was she goes, no, I'm not the ticket taker, homie. And then I went, homie. Like, I did the homie.
The dude, like, already checked our tickets up there.
Yeah. And she was like, I know who's in those seasons. Well, when they get here, we'll move. Shut up.
Yeah,
for We're real. Here to cheer for a second. Shut up. Leave us alone. And then the person did eventually come for their seats, and we moved like it was no big deal. And she started making a big deal. Yeah, there's your ticket taker right there. And it was like, shut up, you drunk.
Yeah.
Like, we get it. You're drunk. You don't have a whole lot of, like, meaning in your life. So you want to have, like, this... I know the season ticket. We're season ticket holders too, bitch. We just don't sit in this section.
Yeah.
Which I do also want to address. I say bitch as a non-gender thing. Yeah. I say bitch and dude to me are completely non-gendered. I want to, like, completely throw that out there so nobody thinks I'm being misogynistic or weird either way. Like, when last week when I said, is there a championship dude in Athletes Unlimited? I was picturing a woman. I just used dude as, you know, yeah, people.
I mean,
and bitch. Bitch is definitely gender neutral to me. It always has been.
Yeah, because you can be a bitch ass dude. Yeah,
I always tell people, shut up, bitch. I love bitch. Bitch is such a good word, and it's really hard to use sometimes as a guy because it does make you sound like, like, you're being misogynist. But I'm like, really though, like, I use it the same way that women use it. Like, oh, bitch, please.
Yeah.
It's a good word. It's a great word. It's too good to give up.
It's like it's a term of endearment now.
Yeah, I kind of do. Like, yeah, bitch. I love bitch. Bitch is one of my favorite words. Yeah, there was also a time that, like, there was this another drunk next to me that she was being very friendly. But I've been sober for going on 10 years now.
Yeah.
I had my last drink almost 10 years ago. And it's one of those things where I also used to smoke cigarettes. And I smoked a cigarette, like, I don't know, maybe 6 months, 8 months after I stopped. And it made me feel physically sick.
Yeah.
Like, it made me feel like I was going to vomit. It made me feel awful. And then I was sitting next to this person who insisted on talking to us at the Aces game last year. And she was incredibly drunk. I could smell the whiskey on her breath, and she was being nice and all of that. But also, like, I was trying so hard not to be rude, but it was like, your breath is making me feel nauseous because it just smells like straight whiskey.
Yeah.
And it's not, like, it's not sitting well with me right now. Like, I actually almost thought about asking the person next to me to switch seats, but that would make me look like a huge asshole. Hey man, can you switch seats with me? This person's breath smells like straight whiskey and it's making me nauseous and I want to enjoy the second half.
Yeah, for real.
But there's also the downside of sitting courtside too. Like, courtside's not all that it's cracked up to be, actually. Like, it's really cool. You're really close. The players can hear you and stuff. But when I sat courtside, like, they're those little ass folding chairs.
Yeah.
You're shoulder to shoulder. You're literally touching the people next to you. Like, yes. you have to sit awkwardly. Like, I was sitting, like, at the edge of my chair, hunched over like Quasimodo or some shit, just so, like, I wasn't, like, brushing my leg and arm against the lady next to me. And it was like a little awkward. It's not comfortable to sit courtside.
Yeah,
those are not comfortable seats.
Yeah, we had to stretch you out for like an hour after the game, like pull on your arms.
Yeah, like, god, just foam rolling and shit. Yeah. Like, good god, man. And then you don't even really get to talk to the players afterwards, so it's not even all that fun.
Yeah, it's like they zoom by you.
Yeah, I mean, it's the in-game experience. During the game, it's the shit. But, man, between quarters, you can't wait to stand up. You're like, oh, shit, man. I don't have to go to the bathroom, but I'm forcing myself to go because I need to walk a little bit. So there are downsides of courtside, I think.
Yeah, I love being in the stands.
I do, too.
Because I like interacting with the people. Too,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I love having a conversation.
We're close enough at second row that, right, like, you're always around people that are really cool, always around people that, and because you're so close, you're always with other people that know the game.
Yep.
You're not just with people that are there just as something to do, because all of those people are in the general admission section.
Right.
So, like, you're always there for people that at least know about the college game, know a little bit about it, you know. I always find it interesting, some of the people that, like, will come to the game because they know players and stuff. Like,
right.
Yeah, I'm here because Natasha Cloud went to college with me. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, she was in the same dorm as me my freshman year. Oh, that's fucking awesome.
Like, literally get in the same section as us so they can greet them and shit.
Yes, and yeah, Because, you know, we've seen that a few times where people that know people from college and stuff, they work in Indianapolis now, so they catch a game and see their buddies on the road. That happened with me in New York, with the New York game. The dude was like, I'm a college friend of Marines. Yeah. Even though I didn't think that she went to college in in the States, but he must have went to the college in France or something, or he knew her when he was in college. And it was just one of those, an old college friend.
Yeah. And then like you get familiar with some people like that we met at games, like those, the one girls that we had conversations with at the game.
Yeah. I'm not sure if like they might be a couple, or I'm not sure if they're a couple or if they're just like roommates or friends. I really don't care either way. They're cool people. The one knows a lot about cards and stuff. Yeah. She talks about like the different cards and things. Yeah. I mean, you definitely get to know people and like you start to see them at the same events and stuff. And it starts to be really cool. Yeah. I just hope that we don't have to run into Mohawk, because we know that she's a season ticket holder. I know. Just let me see your seats.
I'm going to give her my business card until I cut hair. Fix that.
Hey, I can.
Hey, I'm a barber, and I can fix that.
I can trim you up and give you a better dye job. It's just like, and that's also one of those things too, where it's like, that's nothing I ever judge people for. I don't ever judge people on their fucking haircut, or if they're bald, or if they have gray hair.
Yeah,
but it's one of those things where if you're gonna be an asshole to me, I'm gonna find something about you to make fun of.
Most definitely.
Yeah, I'm gonna find a way to be an asshole to you because this is fucking stupid. Like, of course I'm going to move if the person comes that has the actual seats.
Yeah, you throw your little sideways jab, I'm throwing a haymaker.
Yeah, you weirdo. She's so weird. But yeah, I mean, that's, you know, we got a bracket show coming up. We'll do a bracket show next week. Next week's Selection Sunday.
Let's go, let's go.
So we're going to select our South Carolina winning and who they're going to beat. But then we're also going to mix it up by doing the mascots. Because a gamecock can't be every other, you know, thing. I don't know. There's a hawk out there, isn't there? A gamecock can't beat a hawk. I don't know all of the names. But then again, there are like sycamores and stuff. Like, you're tree?
I know. I was thinking about that the other day. Like when I was, because I put that thought in my head when I was watching some of the games from us having this conversation about the mascots. And then I'm like, the Fighting Illini.
Yeah,
like Illinois, and like Illini is just like Illinois people, right?
Yeah. So
they're fucked.
Yeah, yeah. Especially
if you're gonna get hit by the cyclone, you're gone.
Yeah, a cyclone might make it. I'm not sure. We'll find out though when we go over that one, when we do that bracket show. That's gonna be fun. We got our Fever giveaway coming up. We're gonna give you a swag bag full of Fever stuff.
Oh yeah,
to get you all excited for Caitlin Clark's arrival. We got our social medias again, X. We got X, Twitter, whatever the fuck. I still call it Twitter, even though it's X, because X is stupid. Instagram, all of that stuff. You kind of Planet WNBA, come be a part of our Facebook group, interact with us and Fake Stewie.
Yes.
Fake Stewie, please reach out to me if you're listening.
Please hit the DM.
I need to know. You don't even have to tell me who you are. I know that you're not Brianna Stewart.
But it goes down in the DM. Hit it.
Although it would be hilarious if they did DM me and go, no, I really am, and like still tried to commit to the bit, even though I see through it. You're definitely not Brianna Stewart. Your profile picture wouldn't be you on the court.
No, I am. Here's my Cash App. If you want to see me in Indy this year, send me $125.
Hey, I need to be able to play in the WNBA season this year, but they're trying to charge me $250 to play next year. And my bank account is frozen. Would you be able to send me some money? Like, no, have Puma do it. What are you doing? Oh, man. But yeah, other than that, I guess, you know, planetwmba@gmail.com. Send us some of your feedback. We're going to blast off for this week. We'll see you next week. Selection Sunday, baby. March Madness. Yes. We are marching into madness next week.
Oh, yeah.
Get ready for it. Bye.
See ya.